This is Collaboration's coverage of the 2016 Los Angeles Asian Pacific Film Festival. This is the last of our series of interviews taken during the press day at the festival and features the filmmakers and subject of Breathing, the Eddie Zhang story. We talk with Ben Wan, the director, Scott Chops Jung, the composer, and Eddie Zhang, the subject of the documentary. The filmmakers talk to us about the inspiration behind making the documentary about Eddie Zhang, what they hope people take away from the story, and we also talk to Chops about the process of creating music for a documentary. It's a super interesting conversation and I hope you guys enjoy. So without further ado, here is the interview with Breathin'. And hey everyone, I'm here with the filmmakers of Breathin', the Eddie Zhang story. Can you guys introduce yourselves and talk about your role in the movie?
Sure, thanks for having us. My name is Ben Wong. I'm the director-producer for the film.
Happy New Breath, everyone. My name is Eddie Zhang, and I am Eddie Zhang.
I'm Scott Jung, also known as Chops. I do music. I'm the composer on the film.
Awesome. So for our listeners, can you tell us a little bit about what the documentary is about?
Sure. So the film is a documentary feature, 61 minutes, about the life of Eddie Zhang as an immigrant youth to the U.S., to a prisoner for 19 years, to the immigrant detained in immigration detention for 2 years, and to the community activist post-release. And so the film delves into his life, but also the impact of incarceration, not only on him, but his family, his parents, also the impact of his crime on his victims and community, and some of the struggles that he's been through, such as when he was sent to solitary confinement at San Quentin for advocating for ethnic studies. And so the film follows his life and contains footage as far back as 1999. So there's been many years of filming that we just finished the film in 2016.
How did you get started like working on this film? What drew you to Eddie's story?
Yeah, so I first heard about Eddie's case when he was still incarcerated, kind of after he was sent to solitary confinement for kind of organizing for improvements in the educational program at San Quentin. And so I wanted to just support his case and ended up helping him publish some of his writings in a book called Other, an Asian Prisoner's Anthology. And so it wasn't until years later after he had gotten released from prison that Eddie and I were both part of the Asian Prisoner Support Committee, and his deportation case was still ongoing, and you know his deportation was still pending, and he was in limbo. And so, I felt just compelled to document his current struggle and also kind of share his story with a wider audience. And so we were able to start that in 2011.
How did it feel when you started getting approached to tell your story in film form?
Yeah, it was a surprise because I just, I never thought that I would be in a documentary. I always thought that I would be in a movie before a documentary, just because, I always wanted to really document my experience. So I wanted to write autobiography and then also maybe eventually turn into a movie. So when Ben approached me at the time, I was pretty open to it in a sense because I was already a public individual in my community in the Bay Area. So therefore, when he said he wanted to tell the story, and I felt that many of the AAPI community as well as the mainstream community can benefit from the story. So then I agreed to do the documentary with him.
So this film premiered at Campfest a month ago, right? How is the reaction there?
Yeah, we had a great festival premiere at CAM. We had 3 sold-out screenings, and we're fortunate enough to win the Audience Award for Documentary Feature. It was really special just because a lot of the screenings were, people who had supported Eddie, friends and family of both Eddie, as well as the filmmaking team. And so, it was a great opportunity to premiere at CAM. Actually, our first screening, our world premiere, we held at San Quentin State Prison. So we were able to organize a screening to be able to show, many of the current lifers and people who are part of the Roots program, which Eddie and I are co-founders of the weekly program that teaches Asian American Studies at San Quentin. And There was almost 100 currently incarcerated folks who attended the screening also gave real positive and interesting feedback. Definitely many people who could relate to Eddie's story, and some of his triumphs, I think, were very inspirational for some of the current lifers there.
Yeah. And a big part of any great documentary is the soundtrack, the score. Bring Chops over here, talk about, what went through creating the score for this documentary, telling the story.
Sure. Ben, I got in touch with Ben through a friend that had made the Richard Aoki documentary with him. His name is Mike Chang, and we had Ben had was at the point where they were still editing, but they needed score and things like that, and he had some pretty specific ideas of what he wanted musically. So we spent a lot of time exploring different sounds and different instrument combinations and things like that to kind of make sure that the music fit not just the message of the film, but also Eddie's personality. One thing that I'm known for is rap beats. I do hip hop mainly, or that's where I've gotten most of my job opportunities. But I do other things, right? And one thing that I liked about the chance of doing this film was that Ben and Mike, both knowing Eddie, they said, "This is not going to be just beats. Like this is not like Eddie's not like." You don't want to just have hip hop like all through this movie. You know what I mean? Like we did one. There's one beat in the film, and we used it for a collaboration with Bamboo, who did a cool rap like in tribute to Eddie and his story and the film. But like, but for the most part, like it's straight up like scoring. You know what I mean? And it's making sure that the mood is correct for the scene. It's appropriate, it's tasteful, and it's not like overdone as far as like the feeling and the vibe that you get for the moment that's occurring in the film, and that's something that I've always wanted the chance to do, and finally got the chance with this film. Yeah,
cool. So how's, I haven't seen it yet, but how do Chops do?
He did great. He's Chops. It was the score, the music was probably one of the most fun parts for me in terms of the process. And, like he said, he came on board, I think, relatively early on for some composers. And so we were not at Picture Lock when he started making drafts. And in some ways, I mean, it took more time and effort on his part. But in some ways, I think it definitely helped the final product, and just in the sense of we were able to try different things, experiment with different things, and go back and forth. There were multiple revisions, and I think ultimately the music definitely enhances a lot of the key scenes, and does it in a really effective kind of musical way that doesn't distract from some of the other story elements, but really complements. So
yeah, I think it was important, and this is something that I learned from working with Ben specifically, was that the attention has to be on the story and on Eddie, so you want to get the point across musically, but you don't want to stick your nose too far in it, like you don't want to be in the way. That was a lesson.
Great. So what do you wish for your audience to get out of watching Breathe In?
I mean, one thing I tell folks is I hope that people who already know Eddie will learn something new, so we wanted to do something more than kind of a surface biopic. So I hope that folks kind of get a more intimate sense of who Eddie is and what makes him tick. I also, hope that the film can just shine a light and be kind of a conversation starter around issues of mass incarceration and the impact on the API community. One of the scenes that's kind of key in the film is, when Eddie confronts his mom about her not being able to tell her parents and relatives about what Eddie did or where he was for all those years, and because of the cultural stigma and the shame and just not having the space in our community to kind of openly talk about some of these things, keeping those things a secret. So hopefully it can be a conversation starter about issues of prison or deportation in the API community. And You know, the other thing is I feel that Eddie's, in many ways, you know, Eddie is very unique. And he brings certain, you know, skills and passions that not everybody has. But at the same time, I feel like there are many, you know, Eddie Zhangs who are either currently incarcerated and just didn't have the opportunity to express themselves. There's many people who, you know, if given more support, who are in prison, or if there's people who were given more access, you know, such as the model that Eddie received, that I think we would have many more stories and many more leaders in our community. And that's one goal that I hope that it can inspire some folks and give more access to other currently and formerly incarcerated people.
Great. And Eddie has the subject of the documentary. How do you think Ben did in capturing your story?
I think it was a very difficult job for Ben, you know, or any director. I mean, but especially for Ben, because we're friends, you know, number one, and we also colleagues, you know, in doing the work in the Asian Prison Support Committee. And I always kind of jokingly telling him, man, Ben, you better be good, because, you know, if it's not the best, then we don't want to put it out there, you know. But he did a great job, you know, and very, very meticulous in keeping that balance to tell that story in just 61 minutes. So I think the audience award spoke volume to, you know, how the film did.
Great.
I was just going to say one thing that I liked about the film, just watching it, was that despite the fact that they're friends, Ben didn't shy away from asking really tough questions and like really delving into some of the serious issues, you know, and some of the positive and negative things that went on in Eddie's life, you know. And I feel like as a fan of like Asian Americans in film, period, like we don't get representations of, in particular, Asian American males that are like fleshed out human characters. You know what I mean? Like we're often portrayed as very shallow, one dimensional. And I think one thing that Ben did a great job at was showing Eddie Zhang like as a complete, you know, mm-hmm. you see like all kinds of different sides of his personality, of his life, and I think the portrayal is pretty rich.
Great. I guess one last question for you, Ben, is, you know, for those aspiring documentarians out there with, you know, a story they want to tell, like, what's the best advice you can give to encourage them to, or that you would like to give to people who want to document a story that they're interested in?
Yeah, it's a good question. I don't want to be cliche, but I think documentaries in particular, you know, they can take a long time, so you got to think of it as a marathon, I think, and be a little stubborn. You got to be committed to, you know, finishing it. And I think for me, what really helped with this film was, you know, being able to have a strong and supportive team of folks. So, you know, I never felt like it was all on my shoulders, and that we had, you know, great producers, great editors, great cinema photographers, you know, to help in the process. And so I think that's definitely key for folks who are you know, newer to filmmaking.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, what's next for the film after the LA Asian?
We're going to go on, continue the festival circuit. So some of the fests that we're going to show at is DC Asian Film Festival, Disorient Oregon Film Festival, and we're going to show at some colleges and universities, Stanford University, San Diego State, and do some community screenings in Oakland, San Francisco, Los Angeles, and Long Beach. Great. And apply to PBS and hopefully have a broadcast and online component.
Great. If people want to follow the movie, they should. Is there a website or a Facebook page?
Yeah, our website is eddiezhangstory.com. That's EddieZhang story.com. And we do have a Facebook page if you search for Breathe In, the Eddie Zhang Story, for more information and screening information.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for talking to us. Congratulations on the film, and have a great festival.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bye.
And that's our interview with the filmmakers of Breathe In, the Eddie Zhang story. And that also concludes our interview coverage of the Los Angeles Asian Pacific Film Festival. I hope you've enjoyed our talks with the filmmakers at the festival. It was definitely a lot of fun to do, and we hope to bring you even more of this type of content in the future from collaboration. To learn more about the documentary and where it might show near you, check out the website. As Ben mentioned, it's eddiezhangstory.com. That's eddiezhengstory.com. For collaboration, this is Marvin Yue signing off from the Los Angeles Asian Pacific Film Festival. Remember, you can find all sorts of content from collaboration, including our Green Room Music Series, our Coffee Break Interview Series, and our weekly podcast, The Collabcast, at collaboration.org. Please check it out and let us know what you think. For collaboration.org, this is Marvin Yue. Thanks for listening.